Hello and welcome to this episode of Believe in Sparks, presented by Bet Online. I'm your host, Stacey Pates. As always, happy to have you there. Thanks for joining me on this episode. How about Nneka Ogumike's 21 points in the Sparks' 84-82 win over the Washington Mystics? The Sparks needed that win, and Nneka came through. With 10.4 seconds left in the game, it was Nneka's two free throws that put just enough distance between the Sparks and the Mystics, who came back nearly to tie things up in the fourth quarter. Just 2 weeks ago, interim coach Fred Williams took over after the dismissal of Derek Fisher. That was on June the 7th. The Sparks have now ended their three-game losing streak. On this episode, we hear from the Ogumike sisters. Big sister always has a little bit of information, extra information for little sis when they're on the floor. You're going to hear about that in just a few minutes. We'll also hear from Katie Lou Samuelson on this episode of Believe in Sparks, presented by BetOnline AG.
Just Nneka and Chinee, I mean, it seems kind of silly, but this felt like one of those nights where you guys were really finding each other a lot more. And I don't know, do you ever just sit back and think, like, I'm playing professional basketball with my sister? Like, or does that enter your head during the game?
Yeah, especially when she questioned what I'm doing on the court.
What did I do?
You're like, why are you guarding her like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because they just said that they were going to set a down screen for her. So I was talking about,
like, who's her?
Hines Allen.
She started laughing.
But, like, the play was under review and she was, like, glued to her face. I was like, no, I was ready. Breathe.
I was ready. But it's okay. Yeah. We have moments like that. And it's, I mean, sometimes it's surreal.
But I think it's cool because finally, you know, we have the opportunity both together, mm-hmm. both able to play. I know what she likes to do. I know where she likes to move. She knows where I like to move. She knows what I like to do. And so it's fun. And then also we got another sister that knows what it's like.
She knows what it's like. Uh-huh.
So I think it just is cool because we're building chemistry and it's not just the two of us. It's like all of us together. I think our teammates to see that dynamic, it's kind of fun.
So ladies, what did you learn about your team tonight?
I learned that, you know, in circumstances where, like, you're constantly experiencing change, you still have a group of people that are just there and willing to just do their best. It's been, you know, there's been a lot of change that we've experienced, and on the outside looking in, I think a lot of people would think, well, okay, this change, this should happen right away. But what we're doing is we're building a foundation. You know, we were building a foundation when the season started, of getting to know each other, and we're still doing that. And I think that understanding that we give each other grace through the change is really what's gonna help us remain cohesive.
Nneka, what were you feeling tonight? You had a pretty good performance. How are you feeling tonight? And what advantages did you see in opportunities that you took advantage of?
I was feeling ready to play, definitely to redeem ourselves after playing the last couple games. For me, you know, I've been in the league long enough to know, like, how certain coaches will scheme against me. And so I just wanted to establish my confidence with, like, the pocket pass jumper, because I know that's something that Washington generally wants the opponent to shoot. And I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't second guessing when I was coming off of those little pocket pass jumpers. And then also distributing the ball, making quick decisions, like Chinee said, understanding that when you're coming out of a pick and roll, there's going to be action that you need to see on the backside. So that's kind of what I try to focus on today.
We'll be back with more right after this message from our title sponsor. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including NHL, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, Chinee. You know, the team's activity level on the glass tonight, you guys out rebounded Washington and you in particular with a near double double. I know rebounding has been kind of an issue a bit, you know, for this team at times. But just what did you see out there tonight on that end? And, you know, in terms of moving forward where you can have more light nights like tonight where, you know, the effort level is there on the glass.
I think it starts with setting a standard, you know, especially us as bigs, just knowing that we have to take on the challenge of rebounding. That's our responsibility. But I think honestly, it just is about, you know, I think our team took a breath. It's been, two or so weeks where we really got to practice and now we're starting to figure out our flow. So when we take good shots, we are in better position to rebound. When we're aggressive defensively, we're in better position to know what our next teammate is doing. And so I think we were conscious of just being aggressive on both ends and having each other's back. And it translates to, you know, being able to end possessions or get extra possessions. So, and then also just like having energy, you know, I think everyone, for a while, you know, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves given our circumstance, but realizing that we can only do this together and understanding that we're a deep team. I mean, I think Olivia, our rook, did fantastic tonight bringing energy. And so, you know, just giving each other confidence to be able to play every possession like it's literally our last.
This question for Katie Lou. Just what's your thoughts of the starting lineup change? You guys seem like you guys started the game really well. You guys messed well on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a group of people who, no matter who's in the lineup, no matter who's called, when their number's called, they're going to be ready to go. And, you know, we've been able to practice and learn how to play with each other. So today we did start off hot, but, you know, every game's a different battle. And each game, you know, we could all change up. And I think no matter what, next person's ready to go.
NECA, I saw you kind of mentoring Olivia at the start of the game and kind of giving her some pointers. And I don't think her stats really equate how great she did tonight. What do you see in her and what do you think her potential is going forward?
Oh, I mean, she's extremely inquisitive, which is really good to be as a rookie. She asks a lot of questions. And one thing I love about her is that she'll join in on anything like a vet is doing. And she wants to learn. You can tell she wants to be in this league. And you don't find a lot of rookies like that anymore. So it's important for, I had really great vets and I knew what it was like to use them as kind of templates and models. And, you know, I always made fun of Elena Beard and like all of her rituals before the game. And now I'm doing even more than what she did.
You are doing more.
But it's because I watched her, you know, and I asked questions and I just, you know, I was in an environment where I was nurtured by AB, Ebony Hoffman, Delisha, CP even at times, you know, and to have a rookie that wants to not only know where she's going, but about the people and where they came from is really, it's what contributes to the longevity of players in this league.
Yeah, quick question for Chiney. Over the last 4 or 5 games, you've been moving very well and having a lot of energy and impact on the court. How are you feeling, you know, as you're, you know, returning from injuries over the last couple of seasons, making it through this part of the season and bringing that energy every night and trusting your body some more?
Yeah, I had a little like party because I think I made it over like 7 games and it was like 13 games. I was like, oh yes, I'm making play more games. And it was funny, our trainer extraordinaire, Courtney Watson, was like, Chiney, just, you know, don't go into games thinking like, am I going to feel good? Be excited that you feel great. And so I sort of flipped my mentality. I was like, oh my gosh, like not being surprised that I feel great, but expecting that. And I think that shift has allowed me to feel like I can just go out there and do what I need to do. So yeah, it's been a mighty long journey back, but just, you know, the best ability is availability. I focused in the offseason on just being as prepared to be available, knowing that it may not come instantly, but just trusting the process. And I have like the best teammates that know my journey and just keep me confident. And just, I'm just very, very grateful to be able to play like at this point and build upon it as a vet. So now, yeah, NECA's not the only one doing Pilates. I'm doing Pilates.
All three of us. Okay.
Pilates, yoga. Like at some points you just like, I fully commit to that process and it's really, I'm excited to be able to play.
And of course, interim head coach Fred Williams is also excited to have Chiney back out on the floor. Let's hear from Fred Williams.
Yeah, I thought everyone tonight contributed on the floor. I thought our bench did a fine job coming in and giving us about 28 points off the bench. Transition is one thing we've been working on the last few days, and I thought it helped us a little bit, especially in the first half and picking up our defense in half court sets. But I thought we shot the ball well. That was real key for us tonight, especially against a nice Washington team. They're very good at defending you outside in the perimeter. And we're able to put shots down and pretty much close out the game.
Olivia Nelson-Adota, she gave you some really strong minutes tonight. There were times, a couple possessions where her teammates were actually looking for her when she got positioned down low. Just what have you seen out of her, not just tonight, but in terms of, her overall growth, in practice and since the start of the season, since she's been here?
She's been awesome. I mean, she's, come from a program that's always won, been a winner. Off the floor, she just has a great personality that everyone likes, and on the floor, she works hard to get positioned, and that's what she did tonight. She did a great job of positioning herself down low, worked on the things we've been working in practice, and the main things I told her is just, when you get the ball inside, just be yourself, just play with finesse, strong and strength, and the rest will come. And I thought she tried to exploit that tonight. I think she got like 6 points and a few boards there, but tonight she. She grew up tonight, get some a solid post players by Washington, and she grew up a little bit tonight for me.
Two questions, Coach. First, how's Lexi doing?
Lexi rolled the ankle a little bit on the outside, and so I think, icing it up and getting her ready for a Thursday night game, I think she'd be, playing for us.
Okay, and then starting five, it was a different look, but they meshed pretty well. What was your thoughts on the starting five?
It was just something we saw on paper with stats and the size of Washington that we wanted to match up and have, Slim, come in there and start on Atkins a little bit. But Atkins is tough. Mm-hmm. And Slim did a really good job against her. But you can't stop – just one player. They had Cloud do some things, and also Hines Allen, out there. So, like I said before earlier, those three players are key for them, and we just need to have a good jump with a good, solid defensive starter lineup.
Coach, you guys struggled to close out the game. Mm-hmm. What did you see from the team in the last 3 minutes?
So, in the last 3 minutes, we really played some solid defense down the stretch of the shot clock, and then all of a sudden, they hit a three and there's a foul, and then they kind of get themselves back in it. But the main thing for us is, closing out games. And when we closed this one out, it came up with a W. I thought what hurt us was that we didn't really close enough on the 3-point shots, and that's what got them back in the cloud. I think hit a couple in there to make it happen for them. And then all of a sudden you got a, 2-point ball game or tie game. So, I'm really proud that we just hung in there, and it was a game experience for the young ladies.
Shanae's been playing so well the last couple of games. What are you seeing from her that's working? And then I also wanted to ask about Kennedy and whether your rotation is maybe a little shorter now, or what do you foresee for her?
Yeah, I think just we go game by game. What I need for is our guard rotation. We try to get a lot of perimeter players as much as possible in there. I think with KT out there, she has a lot of leadership of taking some of those minutes, some of the other players. But, our thing is just to try to get balance from all our guards on the floor. And, Kennedy is going to be off and on, with minutes in there, and also with Lexi Brown. So with these games coming up in the stretch down the line in the next few weeks, we're going to need them, be on the floor and get more minutes for us.
Did you have that conversation with Kennedy? Is that like something you guys sit down and talk about, or are you the kind of a coach?
Yeah, we'd have a conversation about it, and she has to understand that. I mean, a lot of things has, really changed since KT's back. She's my, lead guard who's, won championships, and she's a veteran. So a lot of them have to understand that she's going to get a bulk of those minutes right now.
So what do you have to do to keep Liz from fouling out of games?
Oh, man. Just keep telling them to, keep your hands up, don't use the other hand. And the main thing is just keep at her. Don't do those little things like that. A lot of it is not her fault. It's just like, there's a lot of times the defensive players are hanging on there a little bit, and she kind of shrubs it off. And she's, 6'9", so you're going to be exploited that way. They're going to see, referee's going to see that. So
you know, they're gonna call what they want to call, and that's fair. I mean, she's just trying to play through it, and we have you know, the best officials in the world, in my opinion, and she's just got to play through it. I'm teaching her every day. You see, when she filed out, she smiles, and so as long as I have a smile and she knows what's up, I'm good with that, so she can fix it for the next game. And that's what everybody gets. They get six fouls. So tonight she used hers. I just told her to hang in there. I know when, you know, your judgment is different than the official's judgment, but, you know, they know better. But you just have to hang in there and keep playing, and just know that you had a good game and used up all six fouls. That was it.
Hey Coach, man, NECA is just performing so well this year. Do you think, you know, like the national media kind of underestimates how, you know, well of a player or how talented she is?
Yeah, NECA's, you know, always been that hidden secret around the world on different things. She's always been that player who's, you know, been right there and with certain things. But she is always prepared to play and give it her all, you know, for you. I think, you know, people will take a notice of that. You know, I think she's, you know, playing at an all-star performance right now. And, you know, hopefully those numbers continue for us and for her. And we see where it goes, you know, from here.
Coach, with a win like this, how do you build upon it coming in Thursday and to continue to have that momentum going forward?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'd love that we finish shots. And so that momentum that we want to do is continue to hit shots. There's a lot of set plays that I run now that they're feeling comfortable with. You see a pattern out there now with people cutting and getting layups and getting some open shots. So you just want to build on that by watching film of this game and correct some things offensively and defensively. But you mainly, I'm really pleased of how we executed offensively and were able to, you know, still get a lot of points in the paint.
Just to follow up on Shanae, how have you seen her develop her game since she got here in 2019? And what does that allow you to do with her on the court?
Yeah, I think, you know, instead of her being a back-to-basket type player when she first got in here, she's now stepped out to shoot the three, drive to the basket. You know, I call her a triple threat player who could, you know, drive, shoot, pass, and then, you know, also defend very well. I think she's one of the top defenders in the WNBA.
We'll be back with more Believe in Sparks right here on the Believe Podcast Network right after this.
I have a question. It's not totally related to the game, but it was about Brittany Griner and just what is y'all's response to that? And how are you kind of helping raise awareness with her detainment ongoing?
I mean, you mean the response to her recent extension?
Yeah, the recent extension.
That's not what we want, you know? And even so, over the past weekend, her wife, Sherelle, was calling a line that no one was responding to at the embassy. And we implore upon the White House, Biden administration, Vice President Kamala Harris, to do something, you know, to show action that shows that she is high priority, because that's not what's happening. That's not what we're seeing. Words can only go so far. We have to feel the action. And, you know, every day without BG is just every day of a reality we don't want to be a part of. But we're going to continue to raise awareness and bring attention to the White House and what needs to be done.
Are there any players in the NBA who are helping you in leading the effort and bringing BG home?
Well, they did a great job of amplifying, you know, her name and her wrongful detainment during the finals. I'd like to give a specific shout out though to Carmelo Anthony, because for him, it's intolerable. He voiced that internally, externally, and he really led the way with that. I'm glad that we were also able to get, all of the guys in the finals to wear the shirts with the QR code, because that QR code can really, it's just really a guide of everything that you can do. Nothing is too small. And we're going to continue to work with our brethren in the NBPA to see what we can do to bring it to the top of the stack.
Yeah, what's it like? What's the experience there? I mean, prior to all of this happening?
To be honest, it's kind of disappointing to me that people don't know what our experience is like over there. People were wondering why she was over there. And I think that brings to question the larger conversation in pay equity. We go over there, not necessarily because we want to, but because we have to supplement our income. We play 12 months out of the year. When you're over there, it's just like playing on a team, but you're not at home. So that's the difficulty of, you know, the lives that a lot of women athletes live. And we, in Brittany's case, a perfect example, we risk our life for our livelihood, you know, and it's something that needs to be changed.
And to give you an update on Brittany Griner, a Russian court just on Tuesday extended the pretrial detention of Brittany Griner on drug smuggling charges until July the 2nd. That pushes her jail stint past the four-month mark. The other piece of that story is her wife, her family, her teammates, the entire league, so much of the world watching this story are anguishing. And Brittany was meant to have a phone call with her wife that was denied. That did not happen. It was meant to happen and was not allowed to happen. Of course, in Russia, they're saying she's not a hostage, she's not imprisoned, but come on, you know, we're not stupid. And the thing that's tough also for everyone closest to Brittany is just the not knowing. Like, let us see her, let us hear her voice, let us know she's safe, you know, give us something. And more importantly, let her come home. Let her come home. If you have any means, any platform to continue to raise awareness, join the WNBA, join the NBA, join the world of sport to raise awareness on this situation in Brittany Griner's behalf. Please do that. For all your NBA news and notes, make sure you go to WNBA.com. And for more on your LA Sparks, LASparks.com has everything you need. Don't miss it. Thanks again for joining us on this episode of Believe in Sparks. We'll see you again next week. Our podcasts are available to be downloaded or streamed on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, Spotify, Luminary, iHeart, and our website, Believe.com. You can also follow us across social media at Believe Podcasts, at Believe Sports. You can find me at Stacey Pates on Twitter and on Instagram as well. And as always, thank you so much again for hanging out with us on this episode of Believe in Sparks, presented by BetOnline.ag.